The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com. You can also go to Tennessee Star on Facebook, Gill Report on Facebook. Find links to some of the stories that we're talking about. Of course, Halloween this weekend, and you're going to have, or this week, and you're going to have kids trying to pick which costumes to wear, which candies they'll prefer. So a lot of stuff going on this week besides the typical political fury, as this is one of my favorite times of the year. I love the fall. I love Halloween. I love, you know, the kids in the costumes that come by, and we've got a little granddaughter who will be going on her first Halloween trick-or-treating this year. So looking forward to that as well. Now, I have come up with the solution to what we do about this mob that is marching towards the United States, the take our jobs, take our stuff caravan that is continuing to move through Mexico with police escorts, with assistance, with funding to help them along their way to continue that move towards the United States, despite the fact that President Trump, the Department of Homeland Security, and the military are saying they will not enter the United States. This is an invasion. Good clue to when an invasion is taking place is if people are waving the flags of a foreign country, singing their national anthem as they're marching towards your border. That's not an immigration. That's not a desire to become American. That's an invasion, and it should be treated as such. Now, here's the solution. I mean, we could put troops on the border. We could build a higher fence, which we should do all those things. We can build the wall. All those are good things. We can absolutely shut down the border with Mexico so that no goods, no services, no people at all are coming across from Mexico. And then Mexico would step up and stop this migration across their land. I mean, they're not doing anything to stop it. They're encouraging it. They're funding it. They're giving them police escorts. So how do we get Mexico to stop it? Well, you shut down the border completely. And after they see that their economy is about to go into the complete tank and that we will not allow their population to migrate to the U.S., they'll do something about these Southerners that are coming into their country. Or we could do it even easier. Over the weekend, just this weekend, 43 were shot, 5 fatally in Chicago just this weekend. Now, you got a lot of these migrants that are saying that they're leaving the violence of El Salvador, of Honduras, of Guatemala, of Mexico, and that they're coming here because it's safer here than there. Do they know about Chicago? I think if we tell all these folks, we do maybe an airdrop of pamphlets and tell them, if you cross the border, you have to live in Chicago. And they're going to realize that El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, even the most dangerous areas of Mexico are much safer than Chicago. They'll turn around and scatter back like crazy. Just tell them the truth. If you come here, you got to live in Chicago. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.